From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea fired 4 ballistic missiles today. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said 3 of the missiles landed in Japan's exclusive economic zone. He also said the ballistic missiles fired this time show clearly that North Korea has become a new kind of threat. This comes as joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea have gotten underway in the area. VOA asked Tufts University Korea expert Sung Yoon Lee if the missile launches had anything to do with the military exercises.
North Korea is expressing its umbrage at U.S.-South Korea combined military exercises that have been going on since the late 70s. Of course, North Korea wants to make a point of that and complain and try to get its 2 adversaries to cancel those annual exercises. But the truth is, North Korea seeks many, multiple objectives with this latest missiles barrage.
The U.S. State Department condemned the launches, saying that they violate the U.N. Security Council prohibition of North Korea using ballistic technology. President Donald Trump is expected to sign a new executive order on immigration today. This after federal appeals court blocked his earlier order. News reports say Iraq would no longer be part of the list of Muslim-majority countries affected by a temporary ban on immigration and resettlement of refugees. Mr. Trump's original order, signed January 27th, covered not only Iraq, but Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey has asked the Justice Department to dispute President Trump's allegation that former President Barack Obama ordered a wiretap on telephones at Trump Tower in New York City during last year's presidential campaign. Meantime, James Clapper, who was Director of National Intelligence in the Obama administration, spoke on NBC's Meet the Press about Mr. Trump's allegations.
I can't speak officially anymore, but I will say that for the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time, or as a candidate, or against his campaign.
Some U.S. lawmakers of both major political parties have criticized President Trump's contention that he was wiretapped. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic forces say their offensive to retake Raqqa, the Islamic State capital, has resumed after a brief halt. The SDF commander says IS fighters lack the ability to attack and face advancing forces. Pakistan says overnight terrorist attacks from across the Afghan border have killed at least 6 soldiers, reiterating a call for Kabul to boost security on the Afghan side of the largely porous frontier. A military statement said Monday terrorists stormed 3 border posts in the Mahmand tribal district, causing the troop fatalities. Splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban took credit for what it described as a surprise assault. The group claimed the clash only wounded 6 of its fighters. U.S. immigration officials have detained an Afghan family of 5 who arrived in Los Angeles for a connecting flight to Seattle, where they plan to resettle. A petition by the International Refugee Assistance Project on behalf of the father, mother, and 3 children ages 7, 6, and 8 months is asking a federal court to release the family. The petition argues that the father worked for the U.S. government in Afghanistan and was able to obtain special immigrant visas along with his family after years of intense vetting. In addition to being detained, U.S. Customs and Border Protection has prevented attorneys from communicating with the family. That's according to the petition. Environmental pollution kills more than 1 in 4 children under the age of 5 every year. That's 1.7 million children worldwide. The World Health Organization warns these child deaths will increase dramatically if action is not taken to reduce environmental risk. WHO examines the impact of harmful environments on children's health and offers solutions on 2 new studies. The authors agree that air pollution is the biggest killer and is responsible for 6.5 million premature deaths every year, including 600,000 deaths among children under the age of 5. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.